Relics of iron-making from ancient times are exhibited on the table. A piece of iron that was melted in an oven and split to check the quality of the iron. To the right is iron slag, a byproduct of melting. The iron was removed red-hot from the forge with the tongs to hold it on the anvil and then beaten or hammered with a sledgehammer. While in the stone pot on the right, there was water for cooling and tempering the iron. Iron was already being made in Northern Europe before the birth of Christ, and it's thought that Icelanders made iron from the beginning of the settlement and into the 15th century. Iron was then made from bog ore, but in Scandinavia it was made in the Middle Ages from ironstone. Hardly any ironstone is found in Iceland. Water leaches iron from the soil and carries it into bogs or ponds, and this is called bog iron. In many places, scum in all colours of the rainbow can be seen floating on the surface of bog water, and iron precipitation is seen in soil in many places. This is the source of place names like Red Bogs or Rauðamýrar, or Red Brooks, Rauðalækir. People dug into bogs and collected the red colour, which was in small clumps. The iron clumps were then melted in simple ovens, which were little more than holes in the ground lined with stones. Layers of charcoal and bog ore were alternated. The iron melted with the heat, becoming a kind of cake in the bottom of the oven, leaving the slag behind. The iron was heated and beaten with a sledgehammer on an anvil. The slag then separated from the iron, which thus became gradually purer depending on how often it was reheated. It is not thought that people in Iceland could make good iron in this way, and it was hardly suitable for cutlery, but it could be used for other things. A lot of charcoal was required to make the iron, and charcoal production played a part in the deforestation in olden times.